Hi, my name is Alan from LLB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about Parktown Residence. Can buy or buy? Parktown Residence is a massive 1,193 residential unit residential development developed by a joint venture company led by CapitaLand, UOL and Singapore Land Group. There will be one-story podium block, consists of retail, commercial, community club, hawker center, bus interchange, and communal facilities. There will also be 10 other blocks of residential units comprising 1 to 5 bedrooms. Parktown Residence is directly linked to the upcoming Tampines North MRT station. Without further ado, let's head straight to the discussion. As usual, let us go into the site details. This is an upcoming integrated development that is located along Tampines Street 62. This area is also known as Tampines North. This is a new township developed by HDB. The site measures 51,000 square meter and has a plot ratio of 2.5. It has a maximum GFA of 126,000 square meter. It's located next to the upcoming Tampines North MRT station. This site was hotly contested by two other bidders. The site was ultimately awarded to CapitaLand, UOL and Singapore Land Group at 1.2 billion or 885 per square feet. This being the break-even will be 1,661 per square feet per plot ratio. Here, let's add another 20% profit margin. The estimated selling price will likely be less than 2,000 per square feet. Wow. Seriously, at 2,000 per square feet, I also want to buy. After all, past Series 8 resale transactions have already touched 2,000 per square feet. When it TOP in the months ahead, I'm very sure more record PSF will be achieved for this mixed development. Here, back to Parktown Residence. Out of curiosity, how much will the developer be selling for? Will they be doing a reserve? Parktown Residence will have 12 blocks at 6 to 12 story high with landscape decks, basement car parks, swimming pools, and communal facilities. It's on 99 years leasehold. There are a total of 1,193 residential units. This is a site layout with a covered plaza at the center of the development. Most of the blocks surrounding the entire perimeter with sourced after blocks fronting the 6 swimming pools spread across the entire projects. There will also be 6 dining pavilions, 6 fitness stations, 8 gardens and others. The 1 and 5 bedrooms are equally spread out. There is also a tennis court. Most importantly, there is a direct basement connection to the MRT station. As for the unit mix, it is as follows. There is a good mixture of 1 to 5 bedrooms. We have the smallest 1 bedroom at 43 square meter to 47 square meter. 2 bedrooms from 55 to 71 square meter. 3 bedrooms from 86 square meter to the biggest 3 bedroom plus study at 101 square meter. As for the 4 bedrooms, they range from 124 to 139 square meter. The biggest 5 bedroom measure 156 square meter. Lots of different mixtures to suit the needs of both owners and investors. Let's take a quick peek at the floor plans. This is the typical 1 bedroom apartment, pretty standard in most new launches today. A living and bedroom side by side. It comes with an open concept kitchen and the doorway is at the rear. For the 2 bedroom, we commonly call them the dumbbell layout with the living in the center and bedrooms by the side. Again, they share the only toilet and the kitchen is an open concept style. As for the 3 bedroom, there are a few variations to it. Let me share the 3 bedroom premium that measure a decent 1,066 square feet. The bedrooms are all to the front with the living room and a balcony area. There is also a household shelter and a slightly bigger yard and a WC. There is also a window opening in the kitchen. For the 4 bedroom premium, they are larger in size at 1,485 square feet. The 4 bedrooms are facing the front and one at the rear. A slightly bigger kitchen and a yard area. As for the 5 bedroom premiums, they are the largest and measure 1,679 square feet. They wouldn't be cheap by the way. 4 bedrooms at the front and one at the back. The living area is also more spacious and wider. The kitchen is also longer. So much on the floor plans, let's head straight to the swap analysis. Firstly, no doubt, is the developer track record. CapitaLand is an experienced property developer in mixed development, having built the successful Sengkang Grand Mall and Residence, as well as the Bedok Residence and Bedok Mall. CapitaLand is also well known for managing shopping malls in Singapore as well as in Asia. On the other hand, UOL is another household name with more buyers. together with Singland, which is a subsidiary of UOL Group. They have leveraged each other's strength to develop the Clement Canopy, Alex Residence, Thompson Tree, Archipelago, the Trizon, the Triver, the Wharton House, and many others. Secondly, needless to say, the upcoming Tampines North MRT station, which is part of the Cross Island Line, integrated with a bus interchange, is definitely a huge selling point. In addition, there will be a retail offering on the lower level, plus a community club and hawker center, and a public plaza that is open for community events. There is also a direct link to the nearby Tampines Boulevard Park, where you can exercise and enjoy a seamless exercise routine. Tampines itself is also a very livable town in the east. There are markets, hawker centers, My Tampines Hub, Giant Hypermarket, and IKEA. There are also many schools nearby. Most importantly, Tampines North itself is a new township. This will become the next happening place in Tampines. As usual, I want to complain. Today, new homes are small. Let's face it, let's take a look at the 3-bedroom that measure 86 square meter or 926 square feet. Here, we have the 3 bedrooms that are facing the front, with a balcony space fronting the living room. As for the kitchen, it's enclosed but does not have any window or opening. This means such homes are suitable for those who don't cook. The yard area is tucked at the back, it's also too small for comfort. What to do? Developers have to build smaller and smaller to make prices affordable. The worst part, there is no household shelter or storeroom. Where to put the barang? Another weakness will no doubt be the prices. Alan, sure or not, today new homes in the east are going above 2,000 per square feet. Yes, you are right. They are high, but still got people buy. Do you know that the Ori in Toa Payoh that was recently sold, it has received more than 2,300 checks for 777 units. As reported in this Straits Times article, the Ori condo at Toa Payoh sell 86% of units at launch with prices average 2,704 per square feet. Then, there will be those that say, Alan, this location is not Tampines Central. It's too far away from the town centre and so on. I can only say to those, then please buy the older resale condos near Tampines Central then. Let's turn back the clock to end of 2019 when Sengkang Grand Residence was first launched. Back then, the prices were hovering around 1,600 to 1,900 per square feet. That was very expensive. I can still recall, in the resale market, you can get the older, the quartz, for slightly below 1,000 per square feet. Today, prices are inching up towards the 1,900 to 2,200 per square feet. Isn't that amazing? Let's take a look at the profitable transactions. All make money. How to lose money buying property in Singapore? You see, even for the 1-bedroom also make 100,000 pocket money. 2-bedroom make up to 300,000 profit. This was impressive. 3-bedroom also make up to 450,000, and 4-bedroom up to 570,000. Brother and sisters, number don't lie. These are all past transactions, not asking prices. All these are already done deal. That is why COE prices very hard to come down. Xiao liao lor, how to change car like that? If I further break it down by comparing it against resale condo nearby, from 2018 to 2025, Sengkang Grand Residence appreciate by 18%. The quartz has up by 40%. As for XEC, Esperina Residence, it has up by a stunning 52% increase. From launch, it has more than doubled. You see, how to lose money? Here, let's go back to Tampines North. If I browse at URA Master Plan, there are another two sites that are zoned residential adjacent to the Tampines North MRT station. What will the plans be? HDB flats? I think unlikely. BTO owners already what after MOP. Let's reserve this site to be sold to the private sector so that more revenue will be added to our national reserve. The future site will unlikely be selling lower than the one before it. Do I make sense here? Even though if it sell below, buy up developers will sell low too. What are the threats? Again, the same thing. Are we at the peak of the property cycle? Geopolitical tension, economic outlook ahead, coming general election in Singapore, a new US president, an aging population, job uncertainty, and so on. Here, always buy with a long-term horizon to ride the ups and downs of the market. Do not overstretch. buying a heartland location is pretty safe in my opinion. Always remember, who are you going to sell next? Will there be resale buyers? I doubt we need to say too much about this location. There is always a huge HDB upgrader demand in this location. That's why I feel both the upcoming ECs in Tampines North plus Parktown residents will do very well when they hit the resale market. The other threats are the existing supply of condominiums in this location to the upcoming new launches ahead in Tampines West. Remember in my earlier video, I mentioned that Sim Lim has bought an EC site at a record-breaking prices. Future selling price will be high. Not forgetting, there's another mixed development secured by Hoi Hub and Sunway. They have secured this price site at 668 million or 1,000 per square feet. The break-even cost is ready at 1,823 per square feet per plot ratio. This is higher than Parktown break-even at 1,661 per square feet per plot ratio. This is 10% higher. Can we expect this upcoming mixed development to be sold at a higher price? I'm very sure it will. Personally, Parktown Residence is going to be a sought-after project with its mixed development appeal. This will be a highly sought-after by both investors from a rentability point of view. This could also attract singles to seniors who have plans to live alone in a convenient setting. Tampines is also a very heartland location. Heartland locations have never been disappointing in the past decades. There are also many HDB upgraders who will be looking at TOP properties to live in once their MOP has been completed. Similarly, nearby private property owners may be attracted to its convenient and newer appeal. By the way, the show flat will tentatively open on the first weekend of February. My company is the official marketing agency. Please contact me if you need more information. That's all. Thank you for watching and see you soon in the show flat.